The study of philosophy is often dismissed as a waste of time and impractical, but my next guest has devoted his life to encouraging people to pursue philosophical truth. Christopher Phillips is a graduate of the College of William and Mary and the author of Socrates Cafe. His most recent book is Six Questions of Socrates. Chris, you wrote a book about your experiences setting up these Socrates cafes, as you call them. I'm most intrigued by one experience you had in particular, where at first no one showed up.
Yes, the very first Socrates Cafe I'd ever facilitated was the week before, and we talked about what is the examined life, sort of springing off of what Socrates had said, that the unexamined life is not worth living. And a lot of people came to this little sliver of a coffee house in Montclair, New Jersey. And so the following week, nobody came. But about 10 minutes after the dialogue was supposed to begin, a woman walked in and wanted to talk about the question, what is love? Socrates did say that the one thing he does know a lot about is the subject of love. And he was very immodest, uncharacteristically so, about that when he talked about that in Plato's Symposium. It turned out she was a philosophy major, and she said that Symposium was one of her favorite of Plato's dialogues, and that to her it was just as beautiful as Shakespeare's sonnets, where Socrates says in the Symposium that love, or what he called eros, links the sublime to the mundane and is that which gives great meaning to human life. And she said that she really was keen on this description because, you know, these are not dictionary static definitions. These are rich concepts by which we live and by which we define ourselves and define our moral code. And I'm just thinking, wow, this woman isn't just incredible. So the long and short of it is that we hit it off so well and seemed to be such kindred spirits in terms of the types of things that we were trying to do with her lives. And she is my wife today.
That is such a wonderful story. Tell me about Socrates. What sort of a man was he, even in his own time, which was, what, 500 years B.C.?
Socrates lived in a time and clime when Athens was sort of recoiling and becoming closed in on itself. And he felt that he had to be a gadfly at a time when there was increasing intolerance, at a time when people were just trying to validate the powers that be and say whatever they think is the truth. And we can validate their truths, but don't you dare speak out against them.
How did Socrates practice his art? Help me understand how he spread the word or how we know of him. Mm-hmm. Did he leave writings?
No, he didn't write anything. Just like Jesus, he left it up to others to record what he did. He lived by example. He lived by engaging in public places where people could gather and rally around and either take part or just be witness to. He engaged in very penetrating questioning that many people felt threatened by, because those who were the sort of soothsayers of their time actually charged people a pretty penny to hear their truths, whereas Socrates never charged and said, how could I? Because I always learned more from others than they could ever learn from me.
Do we best know of Socrates through Plato's dialogues?
I think we best know of Socrates through Plato's early dialogues. The reason that my new book is called The Six Questions of Socrates is because I took the six questions that most scholars agree were the questions around which centered Plato's early dialogues and which were the ones that are relatively historically accurate, that really reflect the questioning that Socrates himself engaged in about these specific questions. What is good? What is virtue? What is justice? What is moderation? What is piety? And what is courage?
Take one of the dialogues, if you will, and unduly condense it just to give me the flavor of how the back and forth went as he sought to explicate and gain some insight into what is virtue, let's say.
What is virtue made of? Is virtue made of a modicum of courage, a modicum of modesty, of goodness, justice, a sense of justice, those types of aspects? And if so, how do we discover how much of each of these attributes do we need, and how do we apply them in the world today? Is courage something that you can just simply have within yourself? Is it something innate that all humans have within themselves? Or is it something to be discovered only by your way of acting in the world? I took this question and asked it in the original Socrates Cafe group after the horrific events of September the 11th, 2001. One of the people there was a retired firefighter, and he says, well, I think courage is someone who acts to save others without any sense of trying to look after his own hide. For instance, he said, you know, many firefighters who go in to rescue people where they're trained to do that. So we know what might happen, so I'm not sure that I would consider me or my brethren courageous people. Several other people objected to that and said, no, you are the most courageous because you know what might possibly happen, and yet you go in there anyway. It's those of us who go in without knowing what might happen that aren't nearly as courageous as those who do. The agreement was, even though none of us reached a final answer on that or any other question, was that courage is something in which one that does involve the element of self-sacrifice for so-called greater good.
Are we losing our veneration for philosophers in the examined life? How are they faring in universities where we typically think they're best cared for?
From what I can gather, in many cases, academic philosophy is withering on the vine. Presidents of universities are looking for ways to further cut their budget, and typically a department like philosophy is the first one that gets the axe as they look to replace philosophy professors with professors in fields like business administration and other professions that are much more popular these days. I'm extremely pleased and proud that a student at my alma mater, the College of William & Mary, took it upon herself to start a regular Socrates Cafe group there, and that is all for the good. In fact, I think you cannot have a participatory society, much less a deliberative democracy, without these rather regular gatherings. And one of William & Mary's most famous alumni, Thomas Jefferson, started what were called committees of correspondence before this country decided to set itself on a course of becoming a democracy. And he deliberately, along with others, made sure that these committees of correspondence were formed by people from a diversity of perspectives, that was a form of the type of inquiry that Socrates himself engaged in, and that's what I've sort of been inspired to emulate. Question. Question.
Question. Christopher Phillips is a graduate of the College of William & Mary. His latest book is Six Questions of Socrates. His website is philosopher.org. You're listening to With Good Reason. Our associate producer is Sean Tubbs. Andrew Windham is our executive producer. Jeannie Palin handles listener services. And Amy Marshall is our publicity coordinator. Our theme music is written by Cecil Hooker and Scott Petito. We had help this week from WHRV Public Radio in Norfolk. With Good Reason is produced by the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities for the Higher Education Broadcasting Consortium and public radio station serving Virginia. For a free copy of this show on CD or to comment, call 877-451-5098 or email us at withgoodreason@virginia.edu. The word Virginia is spelled out in the email address. I'm Sarah McConnell. Thanks for listening. What is the price of happiness? How can I find me love? Where could I sell my heartache? And what do I pay for?